Hey, Will, like I normally do, I just want to take a moment to tell our listeners to make sure they hit us up on social, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you might see us. Make sure you're sending us something. Also, you can email us directly at appalachiameetsworld@gmail.com. If you get a moment, shoot us a line, give us some feedback.
Yeah, and wherever you listen to the podcast, make sure you subscribe to Appalachia Meets World. It just helps our podcast, but it also helps you know when we're releasing a new episode.
They think these hillbilly moonshiners don't know a whole lot. I'm telling you, it is chemistry. It is very smart. I mean, I've watched Donnie with the whole process, and I am totally impressed.
Appalachia Meets World, a podcast about place and perspective, but always Appalachia.
And don't forget, Will, tonight's episode is powered by SOAR.
Shaping our Appalachian region. If you're an entrepreneur out there, especially in Eastern Kentucky, check them out. Appalachia Meets World. We're back another week. It's Will without Neil, unfortunately. This week, it's just me, so I will keep it short. Last week, we had the appetizer championship. Buffalo Dip made it through to the championship. I want to congratulate Buffalo Dip again on the big win. If you hadn't heard, you can go back and listen to the last couple episodes, countdown to the championship where Buffalo Dip made it through. I just wanted to mention a little bit of app news since we're going to make the intro short. Kentucky just got almost $63 million from the EPA for the Solar for All program. I wanted to mention that because it's rolling out over the next year or so. The Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet is getting the money, allocating it to communities throughout Kentucky, so especially in Eastern Kentucky. So if you're interested in that, check it out. We'll post it in the show notes. Also wanted to mention the ARC just awarded 90 local government entities in Appalachia a no-cost training and access to funding through the Ready Local Governments Initiative. It's one of their four pathways for Ready Appalachia, Ready Local Governments, where the participants, those 90 local governments, they'll participate in 9 weeks of virtual cohort-based learning to grow their skills in project identification and planning, federal grant application, regulations and compliance, and community engagement in projects. And at the end of those 9 months, they will be eligible for grant funding. I wanted to mention the 90 local government entities, two in Alabama, two in Georgia, Kentucky got 10, Mississippi got 6, New York got 9, North Carolina got 1, Ohio got 14, Pennsylvania got 15, South Carolina got 3, Tennessee got 4, Virginia got 9, and West Virginia got 15. So I wanted to mention that. It'll be in the show notes. And that's really all the app news I had for now. It's really festival season. There's a lot coming up. I know Hillbilly Days just happened in Pikeville, Kentucky. It was last weekend. And of course, the Kentucky Mountain Laurel Festival is coming up. I'm sure we'll have a special episode about that. But I wanted to mention a special one considering the guest that we have on tonight. June 22nd of this year is the Debateable Bourbon and Moonshine Festival. It's a new festival. It's in its fourth year in Beattyville, Kentucky, near the Red River Gorge. It's for bourbon and moonshine lovers, it says on their website. So it is June 21st and June 22nd. That's a Friday and Saturday in Beattyville. It's all about moonshine. It's all about bourbon. They have live music. They have a bike fest. They have a lot going on, so if you're in that area around that time, definitely check them out. And also, if you're in that area, we talk about attracting people to the area. And when people hear about Kentucky, the first thing they think about, or one of the first things, they think about bourbon. And everyone has heard of the Bourbon Trail. Well, there's a new trail in town. It's called the Moonshine Trail. It's been around
It's a newly established trail. It's an exciting trail. It really celebrates the state's, they call it the untamed spirit and age-old craft of moonshining. Obviously, we've talked about moonshine before. We've had an episode on moonshine on this show, but we wanted to mention this trail because really, yes, it's all about moonshine, but it's through beautiful country. It's really in the backwoods of Eastern Kentucky, running from Lexington to Pikeville. It's not just about the spirits either. It's about the people who pour their hearts into the craft. Those people, those Appalachians, you'll never meet anyone more genuine as you go through this trail. So as you're traversing from Lexington to Pikeville on the Moonshine Trail, you can check it out, moonshinetrail.com. They have a map. They have a list of the distilleries. I just wanted to mention some. The Barrel House Distilling Company, Kentucky Mist Distillery, Kentucky Mountain Moonshine, Pauley Hollow Distillery, Regeneration Distilling Company, and last on the list, Backwoods Moonshine Museum. I wanted to mention that because of the guests that we have on tonight, Mr. Donnie Benton and Miss Teresa Mays. They are the founders of the Backwoods Moonshine Museum, better known as the Beattyville Hillbillies. And without further ado, I just wanted to, since we're making this intro short, I just wanted to get them on here. Episode today we have special guests times two, Donnie Benton and Teresa Mays, better known as the Beattyville Hillbillies, but also the owners of the Backwoods Moonshine Museum in Beattyville, Kentucky. Thank you so much for being part of the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We're glad to be here.
Like most Appalachians are big on history, big on tradition. Our family, we're big on tradition as well. One of those traditions we have appetizers at the holidays. We have this gigantic spread. So kind of the icebreaker, we wanted to ask you, do you have a favorite appetizer or just holiday dish?
I don't know. We're pretty traditional too. I mean, his mom makes a really good beer cheese. So I guess that's probably one of your favorite appetizers.
Yeah, well, she sends it home with us. So.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not a little
nice.
Deed. I like everything.
I'm right there with you, Donnie. You can't go wrong with cheese. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Really wanted to dive into the Backwoods Moonshine Museum. But first, can you tell a little bit about your history? Are you guys from Eastern Kentucky?
Yeah, we're both was born and raised in Eastern Kentucky. We're both from Lee County.
And the Moonshine Museum, what kind of history do y'all have with moonshine?
Well, we have a timeline that starts from, 1860s, I think, and goes up to now, you know. But we have all kinds of older stills and pictures and folk art. We have an old still that we built outside that runs off wood. It's not very big, but it's a neat little place.
And Donnie's granddaddy was a moonshiner, so it's an art that he's always been really interested in and wants to preserve that history as much as he can. So over the years, he's collected all kinds of stuff and had a lot of people give him things. You know, maybe somebody in their family made moonshine, so they'll give him a worm or a pot or just a piece that Donnie's collected. And he's always been real good about taking care of stuff like that. So having this museum is a way that he can show that stuff as well. And it's just, you know, it's the center of the museum's in an old log cabin. They're hand-hewn logs, and Donnie chinked the logs, and it's just a beautiful place. And when you step in that room, it's like stepping back in time.
I heard you say, Donnie, that the moonshine still is made out of wood.
No, it runs off wood.
Okay.
You know, most people use propane or electric, but the old timers used wood. And so we built one of those.
And it's part of the museum.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is it a working still?
Yes.
Even better.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, Neil and I, we were born and raised in Eastern Kentucky. You know, when you come from Kentucky, everybody talks about bourbon, being on the bourbon trail. But now you have the Moonshine Trail, which is really the Eastern part of Kentucky, the Appalachia part of Kentucky. What's different between the moonshine, other than the alcohol, but what's different between the Moonshine Trail and the Bourbon Trail?
Well, they're pretty much, you know, the same.
The concept's the same. Yeah. I mean, it's a passport trail, you know, and it's the same as the Bourbon Trail. You have different stops and you get a free prize if you go to certain so many stops. But, you know, our slogan is you can't have bourbon without moonshine. So, you know,
Bourbon's just aged moonshine.
That's right.
That's the only difference.
First, right?
Yeah,
right. When did y'all start making your own moonshine?
Lord, I've made it for almost 30 years, I guess.
When did you start making it legally?
What, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was, let's see, this is 2024, probably about 2021. Yeah,
it's on the timeline. I have to go look.
I think it is 2021. We partnered with Neely Family Distillery. They are in Sparta, Kentucky. They're really good friends, and they have a great distillery up there. And we partnered with them and done a Huckleberry Moonshine that we bottled and sold through their distillery.
You mentioned Huckleberry. Do you have a favorite flavor of moonshine?
We make one that's all fruit. It's got like six different fruits in it, and that's my favorite one.
What's it called?
All fruit.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with the Huckleberry.
Okay. Nickname that I mentioned in the beginning, the Beattyville Hillbillies. How did that come about?
Well, we always liked the Beverly Hillbillies. So that's where we sort of got the name from, the Beattyville Hillbillies instead of the Beverly Hillbillies.
And does Beattyville have two syllables or one?
Well, you have to answer that. It depends on where you're from.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, if I try to explain or spell it or whatever, I'll say Beattyville, like Warren Beatty, the actor, Beattyville. But locally, it's Beattyville.
Beattyville.
Exactly. Exactly. If you're from that area, you know how to pronounce it, right?
Exactly.
Since you opened the museum, it's kind of been a whirlwind for you guys, right? You've been on Moonshiners, you've been in the news, you've been all over. Where is this museum actually taking you?
Well, we was on the TV show before we had the museum.
Okay.
But we've been in music videos, all kinds of different things. We've been all over the country, you know.
We started going to a festival in Maggie Valley, North Carolina, called the Hillbilly Jam. Donnie was there at the very first one they ever had. And we met a circle of friends there. And they had a friend who, I guess, was a producer on the show. And word got out that they were looking for a couple from Kentucky to be on the show. So they reached out to Donnie, and I let Donnie take over the conversation here. He could
When they called, I thought somebody was just messing with me. And I said, yeah, right. You know, I thought it was just a joke.
They said they were from New York, you know, from the Moonshiner show. And Donnie was like, oh, sure you are. You know? But turns out they really were. And they flew in.
Yeah, they flew into Lexington and rented a car and drove to here, and they said it was the prettiest place they'd ever seen.
Yeah, they spent the weekend here and looked at the area. And, you know, we'd done some calls before then and kind of got, you know, interviewed. And, and they decided they liked our personalities, too. So it all worked out. And we were on season 8 of Discovery Channel's Moonshiner Show. And since then, I guess it's been kind of a whirlwind with all the different opportunities it's provided for us. You know, now he's built this nice museum, and we're all part of the Moonshine Trail, and we're hosting a new festival on Main Street in our little town called the Bourbon and Moonshine Festival. Nice. It's going to be June 22nd of this year. We're in our 4th annual Bourbon and Moonshine Festival, so we're pretty happy about that.
We've talked about on this show before how important small town festivals are to Appalachia. What What is part of the festival? Do you have musical acts? Is it all about moonshine?
Oh, well, yeah, we have music, and we're having a car show this year also.
Yeah. My day job, I work for the city. I'm the Main Street director, and we're part of the Kentucky State Main Street program. And I serve on our tourism commission, and Donnie kind of, you know.
I'm just there for looks.
But anyway, I guess it wasn't a real easy decision for us to be on a TV show, because we knew, I mean, that show has a big audience.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
international, you know, and we knew we'd kind of be exposing ourselves to a lot of different people, but we thought it would be a good opportunity because it does show people where we're from, the beauty of Eastern Kentucky. And we thought, you know, if we can develop something that'll help our little community and maybe have some economic development impact and bring some people here, yay, you know?
That's incredible. I think that's part of having the Moonshine Trail. That's part of having the museum. People want to learn about these things. And we started this podcast to really dispel a lot of the misconceptions that people have about Appalachia. And I'm glad you mentioned the people from New York that came in and saw how beautiful it actually is. If you can get people to Eastern Kentucky, if you can get people to Appalachia, they can understand what we already know about the area.
Right. Yeah, I tell people all the time, if you think you don't like it here, just go someplace else. You can't wait to get back.
I like it. Just for our listeners, some of the people that don't know, just what goes into making moonshine?
Well, you know, you can use rye or corn or barley. And there's all kinds of different ingredients that you can use. But once you make your mash, it takes 6 to 7 days to work off. The warmer the temperature is, the quicker it'll work off. And then it takes about, on a 50-gallon barrel, it takes about 6 hours to run it through a still. Then after you run it, you still have to temper it down, you know, to 100 proof at least. And if you flavor it, you got to cook it again. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of work to it, actually. You got to have good water, too. That's the main thing.
Listen, yeah. here's you a myth you can take care of right here. They think these hillbilly moonshiners don't know a whole lot. I'm telling you, it is chemistry. It is very smart. I mean, I've watched Donnie with the whole process, and I am totally impressed by how knowledgeable and smart he is when it comes to this stuff. I mean, he can taste something and tell the proof. And that's just amazing to me.
I wanted to ask you a couple quick questions since we now found out that you're the Main Street coordinator there in Beattyville. And you have the museum. I wanted to ask you, we like to ask, you know, we like to celebrate the region. We like to celebrate the people that are on the show, to give you guys a voice, even though you already have a voice well louder than what our show is. But we wanted to ask you, what's your favorite thing to do in the Beattyville area?
Well, it used to be off-roading, but about got too old to do that.
He's right. Enjoying the scenery is our most favorite thing to do. But as a Main Street director, I'm going to say, you know, we have a lot of events downtown. We have cruises downtown and live music. And we just completed a town square. We got a grant a few years ago through Abandoned Mine Land, an AML grant, and it was announced at SOAR in 2019. Congressman Rogers was there to do the announcement. So we just completed that project, and we're going to have, you know, lots of live music, farmers markets, artisan markets, and things downtown. So as a Main Street director, I would have to say is, you know, I enjoy those events downtown probably the most, and, you know, being with our friends and bringing the community together.
That's great. It sounds like you're giving Pineville a run for their money.
we're not hardly as big as Pineville is.
No.
I also wanted to ask you, I know you have some of this is posted on the Moonshine Trail website, but what's your favorite restaurant in Beattyville or the area?
Now, I'm not going to say one. The oldest restaurant, we have the Bobcat Dairy Bar. It's on the Boonville Road, what we call Highway 11, the Boonville Road. And they're, you know, cheeseburger, french fries, stromboli. And they have daily specials. On Friday night, they have fish, catfish, and things like that. So I'd have to say that's one of my favorites. And then we have a barbecue place in town called Brenda's Barbecue. And they smoke their own meats, and it's a great place, a great atmosphere. They have live music there some. And just a great family, you know, restaurant, mom and pop place. So
perfect. I also wanted to ask you, this is an important question. We don't ask everyone, but what do you prefer, cornbread or biscuits?
Well, I like biscuit, but she likes cornbread.
I do. Every time we go to Cracker Barrel, you know, they always ask, do you want cornbread or do you want biscuits? So I get cornbread and he gets biscuits. And sometimes I'll eat his biscuit and sometimes he'll eat my cornbread.
Yeah. I like them both.
No wrong answer there, but I like to hear what people like. I'm always, if there's soup beans involved, it's definitely cornbread.
Right, right.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Our podcast is kind of grounded on place and perspective. So place is really important to us. So we just wanted to ask you, just where do you call home? What makes it home for you?
Well, I mean, we live, you know, we don't live in a holler, but it kind of, we both grew up in a holler, and
we live on a mountain now.
We live on a mountain now. We're surrounded by, you know, nature, and we love living in a log cabin and living a simple life as much as we can. We both work, we have day jobs, and we are busy during the day, but when we get home and we can sit on the porch and, you know, watch the deer or watch the turkeys in the yard and, you know, just enjoy each other's company, and that's home to us.
We consider all of, especially Eastern Kentucky, home.
Yeah.
I want to commend you guys on being entrepreneurs that you are. I think it's so important in Eastern Kentucky, entrepreneurship, building that entrepreneur ecosystem. And I think you all guys are part of it, definitely, with what you're doing there, not only with the moonshine, but the Moonshine Museum. You know, a lot of people can make moonshine and sell moonshine, but actually opening this museum will attract people as well. And we appreciate all that you guys are doing for the area, for the region. I wanted to ask you one last question. This is a question we ask everyone too. What's the first thing you think of when I say the word Appalachia?
At mountains is what I think of.
I think of those great people that live in Appalachia. You know, yeah. They're genuine, just genuine good people.
For those other people that are aspiring to be entrepreneurs out there, what kind of advice would you give them?
Well, it's not always easy. You know, but don't be afraid to follow your dream and start small. Don't take on too much today. Here's an example. Today, a couple of our tourism commissioners, Linda Smith, our tourism chairperson, Deidre Brandenburg, our tourism director, and myself, went out to a farm. A lady sent us a message and said she's thinking about starting a business and she has some of those Highland cows. She bought some Highland cows and they are adorable. And she said, why don't you all come out for a visit? We'll give you a sneak peek. We went out there and had the best time. She had her barn. You know, we waded in a little cow poop and fed the cows and enjoyed the breeze. And she had little ducks and she had a peacock and, you know, a turkey and it was just the chickens and just feeding the chickens and laughing and enjoying the animals and being in nature. We had the best time. And that's what she said. I thought about doing a petting zoo, and then she just decided to do the Highland cows. And we thought just a farm experience, people coming to the Red River Gorge from the city, giving them a true, genuine, authentic farm experience is exactly what she's doing. And our advice to her was start small. What you're doing right now is wonderful. Don't take on too much and just go with it. And she was, you know, you could tell she was so excited about it because she was in her element and that's what made her happy. And I guess at the end of the day, we all want to be able to work and do what makes us happy at the same time, you know, if work and play kind of mix together.
That's so well said. I want to give you all an opportunity to tell people how they can find the Moonshine Museum, the Backwoods Moonshine Museum.
They can just Google Backwoods Moonshine Museum. Or you can also go to the Moonshine Trail and find it that way and find all the stops on the trail.
Well, Donnie can tell you it's definitely in the backwoods.
Oh, yeah.
Off the beach trail.
Yes. You know.
Yeah, to Walmart back, it's 110 miles.
Let Donnie
stay alive.
Donnie moved to the city when he was a young boy, and he was in class one day, and they asked him where he lived. So you want to tell him how you gave him directions?
Yeah, instead of giving him the address where I lived, I told him how to get there. I said, I live over yonder past that big road. You go past Food Town, go down there to the next road to the left, and it's the last house on the left. And they's all laughing at me. I didn't know what they's laughing at. You
know? So we kind of live, over yonder, over the river and through the woods, past grandmother's house. I don't like that.
Past the Food Town. That's what I like.
But everybody that's came here, they said they enjoyed the drive more than anything. They said most of them said they felt like he's in a movie driving out here.
Long, long ago when you were making moonshine, do you have a good story?
Well, I can tell you one. When I was growing up, me and my brother and my cousin stayed with my grandpa during the summer. You know, we was small. We was kids. And he would have us shelling corn, grinding corn all day long, you know. And we thought it was for the chickens. But he was taking it, making whiskey with it. He's had us doing all the work.
A smart man.
But that's a true story. But that's how he raised his family, was making whiskey.
I also heard you have something from Popcorn Sutton.
Yeah, JB, him and JB made whiskey together for 30 years. And JB's been here 4 or 5 times. He loves coming here. And last winter, he took me to where they made the last run. They made a documentary. And it was 6 miles straight up a mountain. There's not much left, but the old steel that was there, we dug a rock out, and JB signed it, and I have it in the museum. Of course, we have pictures, you know, that we took there also. But I think that's really, really neat. That's, you know, that's something that not many people get to see, because it's in a protected area now. It's a watershed.
Oh, really?
And it's protected. And because JB was the only reason we got to go, you know, they let us go.
And I hope to make it to the museum soon.
Come anytime.
Come visit us. We'd love to have you anytime.
As long as you actually have some moonshine on site, I'll
We know a guy that knows a guy.
We want to thank Donnie and Teresa so much for being on the show, for the passion they put into their work, for the creation that they made there in Beattyville to attract investment and attract people to that beautiful part of the country. So thank them again. I wanted to quickly end this episode, but before we do that, like we do every week, we wanted to have an app biz. And because we talked about, obviously, the Backwoods Moonshine Museum, but also the Moonshine Trail, we wanted to make all the distilleries on the trail the app biz of the week. The Barrel House Distilling Company in Lexington, Kentucky. Regeneration Distilling Company in Winchester, Kentucky. The Kentucky Mist Distillery in Whitesburg, Kentucky. Kentucky Mountain Moonshine in Ravenna, Kentucky. Holly Hollow Distillery in Pike County, Kentucky. And of course, the Backwoods Moonshine Museum in Beattyville, Kentucky. Thanks again to Donnie and Teresa for taking the time. Definitely appreciate what they're doing, representing Appalachia to the fullest, representing it well there in Beattyville, Kentucky. If you're ever in the area, if you're interested in checking out the Moonshine Trail, check out the Backwoods Moonshine Museum. Tell them Appalachia Meets World sent you. I guess we can end it like we usually do. Till next time, peace.
I'm getting lighter, the air's getting thin. Now I'm facing down with a grin. I've been in the city too long. Sidewalks and buildings and singing sad songs. Now I'm back up where I belong, in the mountains.